Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, January 8th, 2023. Pastor Paul Talbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
One of the things that, before we go through and showing you the slides and the sermon, I have a part of God's Word I'm going to show on the screen so you can see what it might have looked like. Baptism of Jesus was recorded in all four biographies of Jesus. We call them the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All four either record what happened or they refer to this event. And it happens early on in all of the Gospels. It's kind of important. God repeats. He wants you to know. He wants you to know. Oh, by the way, he wants you to know. So with these four events, they all record God the Father speaking. But there's only one that records a conversation. Matthew is the one that God said, I want you to write down the private conversation, the dialogue that was going on between John the Baptizer and Jesus. So you're going to have these two guys in the water, and then they're going to be talking. So please, again.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying,
I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
But Jesus answered him,
Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness.
Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said,
This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
Such a tiny little moment in his life, right? Just two guys in the river. And in that conversation they're having, God says, I want you to pay attention. I'm going to record so that you know forever what happened in the Jordan River. So, he wants to pay attention to the Word. Jesus is the Word made flesh in the water, and he's also at work with that water. So, backing up, what's going on? First thing that's going on is John the Baptizer has been sent to prepare the way for the Lord. John knows that Jesus is the one that he's preparing for. So he goes out into the wilderness. He's not in church. He's not in a nice community hall. He is just out in the wilderness. And he's preaching, repent. That means you are a bunch of sinners. You need to turn around from what you're doing and listen and love the Lord God. It's not a very friendly message. It's not a seeker kind of messenger. Come in and find out what, oh, cool. No, there's no band, there's no pews. He comes out and he says, this is what's going on, the Messiah is coming, you got to get ready because he has his axe. He's going to chop down all the rotten fruit trees, he's going to take the leftovers of the harvest, he's going to burn it up with a holy fire. And people heard that. That's another thing. People listened. But not only did they hear and listen, they said, he's talking about me. I need to repent. And so they go to John, and John baptizes them for repentance. Of course, now John is coming, he's talking it like it is, and then out come some of these religious guys from Jerusalem and the Holy Temple. And they're coming there, and we don't know why they came. Some, did they come to be baptized, or did they come to kind of watch what was going on, or what was going on? And what happened is, when they come, John the Baptizer says, what are you guys doing? Who warned you to escape the wrath that's coming? God's coming. You guys, you have to show what you believe by how you live. And you're not doing it. You're just putting on a big show for everybody. You're pretending to be a believer. Don't do that. So he calls it like it is. And then what happens? Then Jesus comes, one of the crowd. Jesus is coming along, and he walks into the river, and he wants to be baptized. And John said, It throws John off. Why does it throw John off? Because John had just got through explaining to everybody who could listen for as long as he could preach and teach. He said, one mightier than me, the mightier one, is going to come, and he's going to do that chopping of all those rotten fruit trees. He's going to burn up all the chaff. All the sinners out there, he's going to do that. And here comes Jesus. And Jesus is about 30 years old now. He has been an exemplary citizen, a model child in the family. He is the one in the community that all the parents say, why can't you be more like Jesus? He always listens to his mom and dad, always puts away the dishes, always cleans up his room when he's told, he never talks back. Jesus never sinned. John knows this. Everybody knows Jesus is exemplary. So when Jesus comes to be baptized, that throws John off. He's not coming as the mighty one to chop down the rotten fruit trees and burn up the chaff. And he says, I need to be baptized by you. We're going to pause there for just a second. Jesus later on refers to John the Baptist as the guy that God shows. He said, there is no one who is better than him in all of the prophets. He is the one that's talking about me. He's getting everything ready for me. And no one born of a woman is greater than him. That's what Jesus says about him. So when John, this great guy, comes to Jesus, that other guy standing in the water, John says, I can't. You got to baptize me. I'm the sinner here, not you. See, it threw John off because Jesus was coming like a sinner. And John knew, you're not a sinner. What are you doing being baptized? I need to be baptized by you. And then comes a wonderful conversation. I'm so glad the Lord put this in here. He says, John would have prevented him. Jesus says, let it be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. What's going on? Jesus says, let it be so now, for it is fitting right now. A couple of things. Jesus is God in the flesh. John is the one getting people ready to see him. Jesus could have just said, John, I said I need to be baptized. Baptize me. He doesn't do that. He doesn't make John do anything. There's no force, no coercion, nothing like that. Instead, he goes up to John and says, John, let it be so now. It's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. What's he mean by that? If you're paying attention when you read through the Gospel of Matthew, there's a lot of fulfilling going on. There's a fulfilling of where Jesus was going to be born. There's a fulfilling of where Jesus was going to live for a while and come out of Egypt and then go to Nazareth. There's all that fulfilling going on. There's a fulfilling of the Magi coming from the east, coming to worship Jesus. Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness. One of the things that we know from the scripture is God's name, his name, in the Old Testament, Psalm 71, the Lord, our righteousness. Not the Lord is righteous, he is, but his name is the Lord, our righteous. Our righteousness, that's his name. So his name is, I am your righteousness. That's his name. What does that mean? That means that everyone sitting in this room or walking around or watching online, everyone here misses the mark. We don't do it right. We keep on sinning against God. We sin against other people. And God says, that's not right. If you're not right, you don't get into my heaven. So he sent Jesus to be right for us, to fulfill all righteousness for us. So there is Jesus, that guy standing in the water, and there's John standing in the water, and that little conversation is going on. He doesn't make John do anything. He gives him time to process the fact that he had it all wrong. He thought when God showed up, he's going to just take care of those bad guys, straighten things out. Make sure things are all right and rain. And Jesus says, well, that's kind of right. But to do that, I first have to make sure that all sin is gone. There is going to come a day when I'm going to come back as the judge and the Savior. But I want to gather up all my people first. So it's fitting for us. So please, let it be so right now. It's the right fit for right now. It starts my ministry. And John thought about that, and he consented. The servant consented to serve the one who created him and formed him and gave him the job to do. What a moment to be recorded. When Jesus was being talked about at Christmas time, you may have heard that one of his names was Jesus. The Holy Spirit tells Mary his name is going to be Jesus. The Holy Spirit tells Joseph his name is going to be Jesus. What does Jesus mean? If you've ever been in a children's program, or if you can remember back a couple weeks ago, Jesus means he will save his people from their sins. How is he going to do that? And he quietly teaches John, I'm going to do that by standing here with them in the water. I'm standing with the sinners. I'm not above them. I'm not bossing them around. I'm standing with them because this is how it works out. I fulfill all righteousness. I do the right things all the time to take care of all the things you do wrong. Did it work? God the Father said, this is my son whom I love. The Holy Spirit came down and descended on him and formed like a dove so he could see this is how he's going to start his whole ministry. Did it work? Jesus came back to life again after paying for our sins. It's the Father's stamp of approval. I've done it. I accept what you've done on behalf of every human being. That means when you and I were baptized, the Holy Spirit connected us to that moment. And as God the Father said to his son standing in the water, I am pleased with you. God the Father says the same thing to us who are baptized into him. I am pleased with you. As the Holy Spirit rested on Jesus, guess what? The Holy Spirit lives inside believers. That's what the scriptures say. That's what's going on when you were baptized. Most of us, well, I can't say most, some of us, maybe did not remember all of that that went on. And maybe when you were taught in confirmation class, you were like me and had a tendency to have your mind wander. And that's how come in your worship folder today is a little insert that talks about baptism. And it's set up so that you don't have to rush through it all. You can go through it one a day. There's a little devotion. There's a prayer to remind you that you, sitting here right now today, are a child of the living God. You have come into God's presence because God brought you here. God connected you to himself. This is what the Bible says about that. God's righteousness is fulfilled to bring all the blessings of the kingdom of heaven to you because you are connected to Christ in his death and resurrection, buried with him into his death, raised with him in his resurrection. So someday, probably sooner than later, right? You'll be seeing me up here in a box, a coffin. It won't be a COVID thing, but I'll be dead. My body will be dead. It'll be laid to rest. But guess what? I'm alive. And my God says to me, even if you die before I come back in all my glory, I promise I will raise you back to life, join your soul with your body, and give you everlasting life, body and soul, forever in heaven, because I brought you into my family. I forgive all your sins. I love to do that. So in Jesus' name, let's live like that. Let's live like the children of God. Let's use our lives and our time and our talents to help others get connected to Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the whole world. In his name, so let us live. Amen.